This is an additional podcast of the Sunday Times Politics Weekly, where the Sunday Times Politics team interviews various ANC candidates contesting in the governing party's national elective conference for the top six leadership positions. This special series will allow you to sit down and be up and close and personal with the contenders as they chat about their personal lives, the experiences that have shaped them, and most importantly, why they deserve to be considered for some of South Africa's top leadership positions.
Welcome to the Sunday Times Politics Weekly ANC Elective Conference Special Edition. My name is Khotatso Madisa, journalist at the Sunday Times. This week on the podcast, I had a chat with ANC Deputy Secretary General Hopeful Nomvula Mokonyane. She is contesting in the party's elective conference, which will be happening next month.
With immediate effect.
When people resolve.
And I quote, in 2 years' time, Eskom's problems will be a thing of the past. People won't even remember load shedding. Unquote.
They put saliva on the paper.
I'm in charge. That's why these fools are running around here. I'm in charge.
And then they share that zone.
Point of order, Chairperson.
Order, Chairperson.
Point of order, ruling party by
point of order.
Must step aside within 30 days.
No, I'm not going to apologize.
He has no brains whatsoever.
The ANC president was sabotaged again yesterday.
Well, sabotage, that can be
this
determined.
This is not a shift.
Arms, can you please come in?
I've been through so much at a tender age, not in general. Actually, I survived because of what I've seen before done against me, even by those that I would have called comrades. And where I am today, nothing, and I literally mean nothing. Nothing except death is what I have never been exposed to. So there's been several attempts on my life, not once, not twice. From the age of 17, at the time when I was 11 days married and pregnant, when my home was burned, when my home was bombed. Nobody will bomb you while sleeping and think that they want you to come out fresh, fit and proper. When your home is burned, there was an attempt on me. I was a premier. I was going to Rustenburg. And there was a miss in an operation. And how they missed it, it's because whoever had primed somebody in one of the media stations, they've told them that by this time this thing would have happened. And thanks God, before I left, before I just went through Mahalis, I made a stopover in Mansfield. As I was in Mansfield, people were looking at me and the headlines were saying I was involved in a car accident and the car I was driving has actually rolled and I'm said to have died. And only to find that that was the plan. Never went that way. So, now, recently, I was saved by Sisko Sazana when I was still a minister. It was Sisko Sazana and JC. I think it was an opening of parliament or something. And I got excited, looking nice in my dress, and I ate something. And immediately, she had to come to my rescue with JC. I've been labeled somebody who sleeps around with young boys. I've been labeled as a corrupt woman. I've been labeled as everything that every debt you can put. You wake up in the morning when you get a game. You live here, you drive, just as you go out. You see media posters, Nomvula separated with husband. And that time you've just finished preparing breakfast for your husband who, when you were leaving, he was going across the road to go and play golf. Now I'm going to church. and you read about yourself and you say, but are they saying me? Yeah? And you get Kokeregeng right, you know, the street pole that's next to the church entrance.
So what I'm getting is that you're saying, well, you're saying these allegations were unfounded and but why you? Why do you think these allegations were made?
Why not me? Why not me? I never played dirty politics. I detest them. I detest dirty politics. I detest dirty politics. I've got comrades today that I work with who I look at them and who has taught me that? It's women like Winnie and Abu Masisulu. Remember there was an issue when Asfat passed on and there was an issue about Masisulu. Yet she used to work with Asfat for a long time. And then there was Winnie about the death of Stompy and all the other things about her personal life. And they'll say, just look at them. Look at them. And you're asking me a funny question. Why me? I don't know. But I know that there are many others. Our experience vary, but there are many others who go through that. But my conviction is beyond what people want. I don't know any other life. I see this as a calling. That's why I'm doing it in my church. I do it in my community. I don't need an NC t-shirt to be an activist. In fact, I'm an activist who is an ANC member. And that's what I'm bringing to the ANC. Even where I'm nominated. It might sound like, why are you wanting to be a deputy? But I've looked at that portfolio and also the engagements with comrades. And I think I appreciate their motivation. We need somebody who will help to reconnect the movement with the masses of our people, who can do organizational work, but who can also bring issues of our people into the life of the ANC. Like I'm telling you, the day when our girls were raped here, I had to confront the president in Nazareth, having spoken to Becky, having woken up here from 4, being there outside. Came back home, washed, went to the policy conference, spoke to Becky, and we agreed. And I said, Ndosi, please. And he was saying, Novula, what must I do? I said, Ndosi, please go to Kruger. I can't imagine you being seen landing at Nazareth, arriving in Nazareth, and having not gone there. And I really, if there's one thing I love, Becky listened. And he went. He went. Sometimes how the media projects people and the kind of person you know are too different.
Okay.
I know there was a big story about Becky talking about one girl raped many times and whatever. But I know how emotional he was. Maybe it's his expression and the interpretation by others. And I know it even with myself. You say something and it gets blown and you are not even given a space to explain yourself. Because at that time, everybody's looking for what? For something to get to you. I was in that event when Becky spoke. And I think sometimes our media, not people who are in the place, our media can say things that you ask yourself, but Bengila Panaman, this is what he said, not what is written. Yeah, I had to go to president and I must commend him. Because as I spoke to him, in fact, I was standing with Usis Kosazana and Usis Tandi Mudis. And there was one of our male leaders who had just annoyed me. He said, but utisienze ni nalend. Ne? He just made me to cry. And I think I was bottling and I broke. So these two women came to my side. I wouldn't want to mention the person's name because we had the election and it would be like...
Oh, I know.
So?
You'll be decampaigning the person?
Yeah. I'm telling you. Because it's prominent. And I just said, you know, typical. You think this policy conference can start and finish and us not reflect on 9 girls raped in a deserted mine? And I'm going. Actually, I'm leaving. Tandimudise, Sisko Sazan was saying we're leaving with you. Then the president came and they said, no, let's go to the president. We went to the president. The president was briefed by me for the first time. What time was the policy conference starting? This thing happened early hours. Right. Where is the intelligence system? Where the a president and a premier, when you wake up, there's an update of what happened overnight.
Sure.
And the president was shocked. She called all these ministers who are police. And I told him, no, Peggy is there. And guess what? And I said, we said to him, the media is coming. All these people know. And some actually were delayed here. He said, all these people know. President, don't go to your first paragraph of being happy to have a policy conference. I say it's unfortunate that we're gathering here.
Yeah.
And he did exactly that. And on the spot, he then said, I am being told that Minister Cele is in Krugersdorp as we speak, and I hope that he will come back and brief, and everybody in the security cluster will have to come and explain exactly what is happening. And he spoke about GBV. He became what? A darling of the people of South Africa, because people were not going to be excited about what? We are here, the ANC is strong, we are gathered here. Here, in Kagiso, everybody was excited. In our chat groups, everybody.
What? That the president was...
To say no, he raised the first issue. And immediately there, the relevant ministers had to leave and go and deal with this matter. What I'm trying to say is that imagine if you are not an activist that people can call. Somebody whose numbers are not known by the public. I mean, I've had my number now for almost 24 years. It's known even by people who do part-time work around this area. So I think it is that you need. And even in the ANC, we must make Luthuli House a vibrant house.
But how do you do that when there is so many things that are going wrong? You just spoke about intelligence. We were found wanting in July last year when the protests happened. You get the sense that, you know, everyone who wants to be a leader wants to have their chance at the pace of either the country or the ANC itself. The allegations are all over the place. People are, I mean, for instance, you have one of the outcomes of NASREC conference in 2017 being challenged, the Stabasad resolution that seeks to deal.
It's with not being challenged.
Those type of
nobody issues. Is challenging the step aside. What is being challenged is how it's being abused. It is being abused in a sense that depending on a particular moment, it then gets interpreted differently. You know, it must come out of a person to say, I can't be a burden of the ANC. Listen, nah, I was number 7 in the national list to go to parliament. Nah, I was already appointed, not as a minister, which I knew I was never going to be appointed a minister. I was appointed to go and be chair of chairs in parliament and stuff. And I looked at it and I said, do I really need to go there? I'm not going. Thank you very much, ANC. I don't want to be a center of attraction of all this, the thing that I'm saying, I'm a product of my enemies. Of the noise that some in the media have drummed up against me, which until today, nothing has been put to me. This is the only house I own. This is the only house. I have one bank account I've used from time immemorial. My lifestyle has never changed. Never. But there's so much you know about me being corrupt. There's so much being said about me. And of course, there might be areas where mistakes are done. Nobody's a saint.
Okay.
I'm not perfect.
So you're saying so some of these allegations, especially in regarding the Bosasa, would have been a mistake, is that what you're saying?
There's no mistake I've done in Bosasa.
Okay.
What have I done in Bosasa? I've never been a minister of justice. I've never been a minister of correctional services. I've never been a minister of what? Whatever, where Bosasa has procurement privileges there. And then the report comes out and it says, by virtue of her being very influential and a very influential person in the ANC, Bosasa might have received benefits. The ANC has got minutes of its meetings. Just as they wanted the minutes of the deployment committee, why didn't they ask for minutes of the ANC where I stood up and said, Minister so-and-so, you shall award this tender. Minister so-and-so, if that is what they say. The thing about the situation we find ourselves in is that even that the approach there was so inconsistent and incomplete. We asked to cross-examine. We were never given a chance. I'm sitting here. I'm preparing a Christmas program. I don't own a factory where I'm going to produce blankets. How many ministers have you seen distributing blankets, iPads, donations and stuff? That's what you do. You go to people you know and you say, donate, you know?
Yeah.
Please donate. I want to have a Christmas party for the destitute. Please assist. I want to do this and that. And you do that and then you are told, no, it was for your own family. It was for yourself and all that. When everyone, even those that, like yourselves, know, you're running your own little charity thing. When you go to Limpopo, you've got 10 blankets, whoever gave you, or you've got pencils. There's how many people are driving the school shoe campaign and stuff. Beyond Bosasa, there are good men and women who are still supporting these initiatives that I'm doing. And even today, I look at it and there will be people who are saying, but people are ungrateful. This thing is Osala now. And my take is, it's not the people that you help. It's the other people that then turn things around and make you to look bad. As I'm talking to you now, I've got guarantees of 2 cattle that are going to be slaughtered, packaged, and I'm going to distribute in the township, in the rural area, in Manziva. Over Christmas, I have about 200 packets of chicken I'm going to distribute. I've got 500 packets of rice and 500 packets of mealie-meal that I'm going to distribute. They're coming from companies. They're not coming from me.
So if those companies, because I think the issue was there, that it's
a greasy man.
Mm.
It's not Bosasa, it's a greasy. It's a greasy who came and said. It's not Gavin. It's not. So, even now, these things do happen. And I'm sure if Gavin was alive, or if he was there at that time, you would have said that I'm doing, and by the way, he's not doing it only with Nomvula. He was doing it with everybody. He was even dealing with issues of substance abuse here in our townships and everywhere. I remember there was a time really called Vilakazi Street, and there were kids who were stolen drugged, and we were all just worried. And interestingly, their parents came to me and said, please help. I don't run a rehab. Government rehabs are full. They were taken there, they were helped. Some of them, they still come here. Hence, I'm saying I'm also a product of my own enemy. But are the things that I regret doing? I can't regret doing charity work. Never. Listen, now I was brought up by charity work of Germans who didn't know me through the Catholic Church. We'll get winter clothes from some charity organization from Germany, from Italy. We'll go to school. There's food that we're taking back home. Because my mom was a single parent. My dad passed on when I was 7 years. I've grown up in a community that is communal. I get fulfillment when, before I have my own Christmas lunch, I know that there are 5 families that are having Christmas lunch. That is me. I'm busy with the BGMs of the ANC. Yeah, I'm going to contest with whoever is contesting, and that were enemies. I'm looking forward to the closing of the conference.
Why are you hoping that you will be the Deputy Secretary General of the ANC? Why? Why do you want that? Why do you think you should get that?
Because of all the things I've told you.
About the charity work. The
about activism. Mm-hmm. And charity work is linked to that activism. Being able to service branches of the ANC. One of the biggest mistakes we have done over time is to, after the conference, after the general elections, everybody packs and goes to parliament, to the union building. You understand? We need that. And the ANC had an asset in JC, because that was an activist. JC could relate with people in an informal settlement, in a township, in Rivoli, anywhere. She could relate with all structures of our movement and stuff.
And you think you can fill those shoes?
I can't fill JC's shoes. I can't. But I can play a part. Can't fill Jesse's shoes. No, I can't. Actually, for me, Jesse is my... Even now, I still look up to her and reflect and say, if DSG was around, by the way, what was she going to do? I mean, now when he was ill, he would be calling and say, I'm coming to the office. Not being in the office, he will be telling you, this must happen. This must be done. So, there's still work. It's a very emotional engagement, that one, about which is, there's still a lot of work to be done in the ANC. There's still a lot of work to be done in the ANC about the role of women.
The relationship you had with her, what was it? Was it friendship? Was it, did you see her as your sister? What? How would you describe that relationship?
It was everything. Everything good about people's relationship. We fought. We used to fight and not talk to one another. And then late at night, we would send each other a message or an emoji. And I'll say, let's go and have something to eat. And our best place to go and eat is Solis Corner in Fortsburg. Jesse was very protective of me. She kept saying, I don't want you to be hurt. I'm not well. You've been through pain. And I was able to sit with her outside in her garden. There was a day we went, and on my arrival, there was Nati there. And then he said to Nati, I'm worried about this one. And Nati reminded me to say, remember what DSG said? That she's worried about you. That you're not going to take kind of any of her deterioration. So indeed, then she deteriorated. I was privileged that the family afforded some of us time to come in, even when she was not in the best. But she was very clear that she doesn't want to see me seeing her in pain. When they resolved that there's nothing that they could do anymore and they brought her home and to be with her family and stuff, we were in contact with her daughter until I was at Macro. And then they said, no, you better come. And when we arrived, there she was. She was lying there, clean, nice, and beautiful, and she was gone. If you ask me, doing all these things, setting up branches, putting programs of the ANC, taking regions and provinces, and now the ANC to conference, I'm a praying woman, and in my prayer, I even call out her name. That we sometimes say that, you know, somebody's spirit must, you know, live long. And that's one spirit I say it must live long, because had we not had an opportunity of being next to her and seeing her doing things, I would have left this thing.
This thing meaning politics or the office?
I would have left the office and the work that now shows that the conference will sit. Because it's not my baby, it's not a Mokonyane or a Mkize thing. It's an organizational thing. I would have left it. But I'm sitting here. I think about all those people, Boma Sisulu, Jesse, many others who came before and say, where they are, what do they think of me? Will I be disappointed if I'm not elected? No, I won't be disappointed. I've seen Masi Sulu not being elected in a conference of the Women's League. And yet she never gave up. No, I won't. You know I won't.
But obviously you do hope you will get elected. Is it really true that you won't get disappointed? Have you internalized it, or are you saying it because it's part of political talk?
You must always have room for disappointments. Anything can happen in Nazareth. We saw it in the last conference. Listen, I was counting people physically and checking their voting text. Me. But the outcome became something else.
That outcome that saw Cyril Ramaphosa being elected president, you were betting on
Sisinkosasa. And without hiding.
Yeah. And now, are you still betting on it?
Betting on myself now. Okay. I've never been a contestant in the top six. I'm supporting anything that promotes attempts of renewing the ANC, and any woman who's being punted. I may not be your runner, but I think if there's one conference that's going to minimize slates, it's this one.
And what's that?
The contestation, I've only seen one slate. And that's the slate of the president, Mantashe, Balula,
Senzo.
And it was owned up. Derek owned it up. That's the only slate. Any other one, it's comrades who have been recognized by branches. That's the only slate I've seen.
So maybe to go back a bit, but also maybe to add, you're betting on yourself. But you obviously have a preference of who should lead the ANC as the president after December 21, isn't it?
Reality is, Kutato, no one is guaranteed anything. The Constitution says you only serve 4 or 5 years. You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
It says you get elected for 5 years. I think once there's been consolidation of the nominations, I'll come out and say in the consolidate, how many, you know, people in qualification in Barila Lile this time. There's so many candidates for everything. It's the same comrades who contested the last, Sisko Sazana, Lulindi, president. I've heard even the deputy president's name. It is William Keys. Let's consolidate.
So what?
Because I think it is also, it where I'm seated, I find it not appropriate at this time for me to be saying who I prefer. I have a responsibility of overseeing these processes.
That is all we have time for this episode with the former Environmental Affairs Minister who is running for the Deputy Secretary General position. Thank you for tuning in. This is Sunday Times Politics Weekly. I am Khotatso Madisa and our producer is Bulelani Nonyukel. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Ayono, or wherever you get your podcasts. We are available on the Sunday Times and Times Live websites. Simply search for Sunday Times Politics Weekly on the site to access the content. Until next time.